This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right, we are back for the recap of the Living Color and Extreme concert that was at the Ogden Theater in Denver. So,
I have a three-word review for tonight's show.
Actually. Yeah, go ahead.
It was postponed.
Yes, it was. this review involves Joy and his wife Nola driving all the way here.
From Texas, I should say.
I'm not sure the exact mileage, but many hours. Yeah. And one of the reasons, why did you drive all the way here? Except besides just hanging out and stuff like that, but what about these bands?
Yeah, I'd never seen either of these bands before. I have had a few chances over my life to see Living Color and Extreme, and as much of a fan as I am, it just for some reason has never happened for me. This mini tour, and I call it a mini tour because it's not like a huge long tour, it gets announced, and I remember checking in like you do, oh, is it coming here?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not. It's not even coming close. And then all of a sudden, my wife, who's easily my better half, is like, playing Denver.
Yeah.
And the light bulb goes off. It's like...
And I reached out, and I'm like, dude, come. I mean, this is a good... So for me, I've seen Living Color... So you've seen them zero. I've seen Living Color kind of my first concert that I mentioned.
Like an EP concert.
Yeah, basically. I saw like three or four songs at Summerfest when I was 14 or 15, but it was like right there. They were just finishing like an encore. I think I saw them play Cult of Personality, and I was like, God damn, this band's... And I just like heard that song like maybe a month ago. That was it. They've evaded me as well. They've been on like different things.
Yeah.
Extreme I saw. I have seen them twice over the years, but I was, you know, super excited to see them. I've never seen them do like a headline. I've just seen them in a fest or open.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like this is, they're going to do a whole whole set.
Yeah.
I'm going to see Living Color. I mean, fuck yeah. I was ready to go.
And if you're that fan of Living Color, they were leaning a little bit on this tour of Stain songs, which I know Stain wasn't a popular album, but they're celebrating the 30th anniversary of it. So we were at least going to get a handful of those.
Oh, yeah.
I was excited.
Yeah. And then they basically at 4 o'clock, that's pretty late to cancel.
That's 2 hours to door, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even know about it. I mean, I got the call. I didn't even know about it because I got a physical ticket, because that's how I commit myself to go to these damn things.
Yeah.
And avoid the fees. So I get a call from Nola just saying, hey, it's off. Somebody, and the announcement is basically somebody's sick. So you know who's sick?
Who?
Can I tell you who's sick?
Hit me. I don't even know.
No, I don't know, but I know.
Okay.
And that's Nuno. Nuno is sick of not making Rihanna money, and he decided he wanted a day off. Because that dude is acting squirrely as shit lately with reacting to people and talking on, like, I say that somebody can't play guitar, like Slash couldn't do this. You've heard this quote, right?
I heard a little bit of that. Yeah.
A little silly. He's busting his knee playing basketball on cruise ships.
Saw that. Yeah, he's got a wrap around his leg.
Yeah, but I'm saying somebody's sick. It said somebody's sick. I guarantee Living Color ain't sick. Mm-mm. No. They're ready to go.
They're surgeons.
They're covered in body glove, and they're ready to roll. that body glove will save you from COVID. It'll protect you from anything.
They've upgraded beyond fierce and beyond being Glamour Boys.
Yeah. Yes. I mean,
which I was hoping they wouldn't have played Glamour Boys, by the way. Not a fan.
God. But,
there's
nothing fierce about that song.
Right. And a terrible single choice. Probably, probably really actually ruined their career in the long run. Anyway, I was going to be, my big opening joke for the second half of our show tonight was, I want to thank Rihanna for getting pregnant, because that's the only reason we probably got, well, I don't want to thank her for the new album anymore, because initially I was like, ooh, we get a new Extreme album. But I told you in the car, I'm with you, man.
Well, I'm glad that you're not album. Brainwashed. Again, propaganda machines out there. The Extreme propaganda machine, that six is anything but not a zero, that's the math.
Yeah. Album cover rules on vinyl with the emboss, great.
Who cares a monkey? What's a monkey doing on the cover?
It reminds me when I first learned how to play. You play on a Gorilla amp.
Okay.
The album does kind of blow. Like,
yeah.
If I'm being nice, I'd probably score it like a 65 or a 70 out of 100. That's being generous.
And I already did my review on the show, so I'm not going to repeat it. But I don't think I did mention this, but I am pretty certain that every single solo that he does, which is the only thing that has any merit, was, as we discussed, already recorded, laying around, and they just chopped them up and threw them in each song, because every single time that he starts soloing, it has nothing to do with the rest of the song, too.
It's the equivalent of what you guys do between segments. You just put a song in there.
Just randomly.
And then you get back to the main
idea. Yeah, just get back to the main idea. It has nothing to do with the rest of it.
No, but, we're being a little bitter, obviously. I would like to think that I don't come across as someone who's any kind of sense of entitlement. We're here. We're having fun. It's fine. Super disappointing about not seeing this show. Because here's the deal. I don't know if these guys are going to tour again together. Who knows if any of these bands will ever tour again ever by themselves. Like,
exactly.
Especially like a band that has such a big question mark above their heads like Extreme.
Yeah. And look at you. You had the thing. That was a checklist band. You got their catalogs, both of them.
Yeah.
Bam. One night. Two off the list.
Yeah, that would have been brilliant. And that's obviously another reason why I'd want to do that. So,
you know what? What happened actually? Nuno had? He had a case of the Mondays. Monday show. Maybe they didn't sell any tickets. Maybe they were sick of it. That's what I was saying. He looked at the ticket sales and says, fuck this. I make this more than this in the first song when I play Rihanna.
Yeah. Pat was just happy. Is Pat still raising alpacas? Did you see that Bands Reunited episode?
Did you ever saw that? No.
Oh, dude. Yeah. It's a... So VH1 used to do a show back in the, I'd say, early 2000s.
Yeah.
It was called Bands Reunited.
Okay.
And what they would do is, supposedly, you know, who knows in the reality show aspect of things, what's script and what's not, but the idea is they ambush a random member of the band and be like, hey, let's just say, hi, Pat Badger, would you be willing to reunite with Extreme for one night only? And Pat's like, okay, sure. if you can get all the other guys to do it, because, you know, a lot, especially in that genre, it's like, I'm not going to do it unless it's all four of us. And this is at the time where they haven't done that album that people still can't pronounce. So they hadn't really reunited yet. So, yeah. So, and then what they do is they just keep, next segment, they show you ambushing another guy. They get, you know, they get Gary Sharon. He's like, yeah, I'll do it for a night. Why not? He goes, Nuno's going to be a tough, he's going to be tough. So basically what I found out, I think this is like in a Metal Sludge article after the fact, was Gary Sharon, they said that Gary Sharon basically scammed VH1 for a plane ride to LA just because he's like, oh yeah, Nuno's over there at this restaurant. And then Nuno also refused to sign like an appearance thing to be on there. You can kind of see him in the background and he said no. So it's like a total blue ball. Like,
yeah,
they got three and then they finally got down to Nuno. He's like, nope, not going to do it. So where there's smoke, there's fire. You might be right about this.
Yeah.
We're going to do set list spoilers now?
Well, I was just going to say, just in general, here's that it's totally not a co-headline. So here's one thing. I'd be a little listen, I'm a bitter son of a bitch tonight, so I'm getting out. Okay?
Let's do it.
Listen, they were going to start off with what's Leave It Alone off of?
Leave It Alone,
that's Stain. Is that from Stain?
Yeah, that was the first single off it. Okay. Good song.
Okay.
Good song.
So they open up with, they look like they're actually playing around a little bit with their set list, but the one that's the closest 2 days before this, basically, is Leave It Alone, Middleman, Auslander, that's off of Stain too.
I'm pretty sure,
I think. Yeah. Then they do randomly Nothing Compares to You.
Wow. Oh, yeah, double tribute.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's true.
Wouldn't you love to hear Corey Glover do Prince? I mean,
I guess so.
I would. I guess so. I mean, they've done it before. I would definitely have paid cash to see that. And obviously I did, but I didn't.
There it is, off of Stand 2, Nothingness.
Nothing compares to you. Nothingness. We got a theme going. Yeah,
then they do some kind of like...
that's a Grandmaster Flash medley.
White Lines, Apache, and The Message.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Ignorance is Bliss. Yep.
Sure.
That's cool. Type.
Oh,
Cult of Personality. For some reason, randomly, a rock and roll Zeppelin cover.
Yeah.
And then Should I Stay or Should I Go?
Yeah, that was a Vivid B-side. Great cover.
Oh, okay.
So that's still
some of these are messed play that. Yeah, looks like they have different ones.
Oh, they do Elvis is Dead on one of the other shows.
On that, they do...
they open up with Rock and Roll in this other one.
Desperate Weird. People.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one.
That's cool.
So it looks like they switched... Glamour Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Where they... Who had to endure Glamour Boys? What town was that?
Unfortunately, Gary, Indiana. They should have rioted
that's
there.
That's a tough enough town to live in. Yet. They got to deal with Glamour Boys on top of it.
No, you don't do Glamour Boys in Gary.
And you know what? Here's the thing, and that's a missed opportunity, and this is my brain working. Gary, Indiana, home of the Jacksons, the Jackson Five, they have covered This Place Hotel by the Jacksons.
Oh.
They could have done that there.
No.
That'd have been great.
That worked. Yeah, it looks like they're messing around, but it looks like they're only playing for like 45 minutes. That's a little disappointing.
Yeah.
I would have thought it would be more. Okay, so... maybe I'm glad that I didn't see you. I'm not.
I disagree.
So,
I would have been happy with anything, honestly.
Yeah.
And,
hold on, here we go.
Okay.
So, here's, you ready for the extreme set list?
Yeah, you tell me and I'll be surprised.
Okay.
I'm not looking over your shoulder.
And throw some commentary. Basically, jump in if you want or just let me roll.
Okay.
Okay, they start off with probably the best song on the album, or one of the best is, #rebel.
#rebel.
By the way, why in all caps for all the sound titles?
I don't know. Somebody coded the CD wrong or something.
Something. Very annoying. All right, so they start off with a new one. Fine. Cool. Then you go into what I really want to hear, Decadence Dance. Can't go wrong there.
Yeah, you like to keep up with the Joneses and hold your potatoes.
Goddamn right. The riff on that one. The first time I heard that. And by the way, listen, nobody should really use Rain except for Sabbath after the first one.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it works. It's a nice intro. Yeah. You know who also shouldn't use Rain? The beginning of Wildlife, Slaughter. That album also had Rain in the beginning of it.
That's a filler-ass intro, isn't it?
Yeah, it goes on forever.
Yeah.
It's like a minute and a half. I'm like, for fuck's sake, get with the song that's not any good.
Yeah, like that. Isn't that album like 80 minutes long?
I mean, it really
is. It's a slog.
Yeah, it's a slog, man. I don't think I've ever finished it. All right, so... Yeah. So
I did once last year.
Wildlife, one of their best songs.
Good tune.
Come on.
Good tune.
All right. And one of the eight one of the eight they only play.
Yeah, ever. Right. Dude, I've seen Vince Neil solo. Same eight. I've pretty same much eight. Seen it.
It's that and Ted Nugent.
Oh man.
You know, when he does the long
well, he's got a stand up act to do between songs, so we gotta, you know, we can't have as many songs.
Okay. It's a Monster.
Oh wow, weird. Okay.
What do you mean weird?
Oh, it's just a random
track
pool.
Three, a song about masturbating.
Well, yeah, good. No, I'm saying it's a deep cut.
Oh, how? Yeah. Okay, Rest in Peace.
All right, good. I still think that's I didn't think that was a good launch single for Three Sides, but it's a good
no.
song.
Hip Today.
I like Hip Today. Also, yeah. Shouldn't have been a launch single.
Nope.
Yeah, there's way better songs. That's probably the worst song on the record if you go song by song.
Yeah,
but it's still good.
Teacher's Pet, Flesh and Blood, Wind Me Up, and Kid Ego, some medley. That's pretty badass.
Yeah. Is that's all first album, right? I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah.
Yep. And then Play With Me.
Classic.
With Queen's We Will Rock You intro.
That makes sense.
Tragic Comic.
Oh.
So you're dropping some punchline ass on your ass. No,
that's Three Sides.
Oh, that's Three Sides. That's
second act of Three Sides.
Okay. I can only do really the first chunk.
Yeah.
That one wasn't good for me.
I did like a Greatest Misses episode once.
Okay.
And I feel like that's on there because that should have been a big hit.
Okay.
Tragicomic has all the makings of a hit single, and it should be, and it's not. So.
Wholehearted?
Like Wholehearted.
Interesting,
yeah.
Right in the
it's
middle.
It's a weird closer. It's weird as a closer, though, on the album.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree. Other Side of the Rainbow. It's in all caps, so it must be on the new album.
Must be.
I never got to the other side of the rainbow. I stopped. All right. Cupid's Dead.
Okay, yeah. Not the best song on there, but sure.
Am I Ever Gonna Change?
Yeah, Three Sides, baby.
It's more Three Sides.
I think that's right. I always...
Name Three Sides is tainted, if you know what I'm saying.
A little bit. Okay, let's go with third album. Okay, third album.
Yeah.
I think that's the closer on the album because Am I Ever Gonna Change and Stop the World, they're both major... killer epics. I'm pretty sure Am I Ever Gonna Change is the album closer, and that's a great song.
Am I Ever Gonna Change? I can actually remember that one. I'll give that one another spin. I've put that in the bad zone for me for a long time, I'll revisit and see if it changes me.
It is bloated, but it was them becoming what they wanted to be. Was they wanted to be Queen.
Right, and, which was one of the greatest return albums right next to Porno Graffiti in the used section.
Yeah, and I gotta tell you, I don't know if I've ever been vocal about this.
What?
Not a fan of Two. Not a fan.
You're not a fan of Porno Graffiti.
No.
Wow.
I don't think it's a great top to bottom record. And this is going to sound like such a non-podcaster thing to say.
Sure.
The singles are the only thing that saved that record for me.
Get the Funk Out.
I love Get the Funk Out.
No, you don't.
I do. Oh, I like Decadence Dance, and I love Get the Funk Out. It's probably the best song on the whole goddamn record.
All right, you might have to leave.
I know you hate that song. I was hoping, obviously, they would
play
it.
Oh, no, listen, listen. I'll take Get the Funk Out.
I would
have
you rocking out to it.
I'll take Get the Funk Out. The time I get a beer is when they play Little Jack Horny, okay?
Yeah,
it's a little too much. Little Jack Horny's a little too on the nose.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, here's the other thing. Before I ever heard that record...
You saw the title.
No. Well, it's not just that, because when you're... I was 10 or whatever, sure. 10 or 11. And so before I ever heard that record, and I think before the record even came out, they had transcribed the title track in Guitar World to play. So reading those lyrics, I'm like, this is absurd. Sex, 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 sex.
Right.
I'm like, what the hell...
Yeah.
And at 11, like, I should be all about that. That's what my brain is saying constantly.
Course.
I'm going through puberty.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I always take a stream out. I'm like, silly, but man, that guitar is basically in the vocals.
Yeah. But then again, at the same time, I think Mother is like an unheralded anthem. I think Mother Don't Want to Go to School Today.
Oh. Yeah, that's not on here, amazingly. Yeah. The first one, the first album has such bad production, which brings it down in retrospect.
I think it's charming. Like, but here's the thing. The reason I like Mother so much is because I grew up listening to Z-Rock, if anybody didn't have it out there, if it was syndicated. But that was their Monday morning song.
Oh, really?
So it was perfect for
Mother Don't
Want
to Go to School. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, here's...
Sorry, continue.
No, that's fine. That's good. Then you've got, right after that, he goes into, he must go into a solo, because like I mentioned when I saw him, he plays Midnight Express, which is a great instrumental. Yeah.
By the way, respect if you can play that consistently on a nightly basis, because that's killer stuff.
Then amazingly, they throw out, in the middle, they put out More Than Words.
Well, he's already got the acoustic guitar out.
That's true. He just goes right, yeah, I think he did that with...
It's a production thing.
That's true. He did that. Then, again, new song, because in all in caps, Banshee.
I think that's actually a decent song.
You know what? I think that's track three. Yeah. I'll give him that one's pretty good. Yeah. Yep. Take Us Alive. I don't know that one.
I am drawing a blank. Fest. I
that
can tell
be,
you
that might be in the album that I can't pronounce.
It might be on that Sodded Is. Yeah.
Okay. And then
Eric Miller's like throwing shit at whatever he's listening to this to.
Right. Flight of the Wounded Bumblebee, which always makes me laugh when I read that. Yeah. Get the Funk Out, so your jam.
Was it the main set closer?
No, the encore.
No, the main set closer, though.
Yes, let's get the funk out.
Brilliant.
First, the fact that Porno Graffiti is not on here, I'm kind of mad. But we are up to 18 tracks here and some soloing or whatever the fuck they're doing. And then they do, unfortunately, Small Town Beautiful.
Oh, gross.
Right?
That's the encore?
Yeah, well, hold on.
Ooh.
And then they transitioned into Song for Love, which is a good song, I think.
Okay.
And then they finish with, which is not an encore, they finish with Rise, which is big balls to do.
Wow. Closing with a new song.
Closing with a new song. Not really what you're supposed to do.
Is that one of those things where they think just because it got the curious views on day one,
mm-hmm.
and it did good numbers,
sure.
I saw it.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, this is
we'll
it.
We'll just
man.
Save it.
Boom, right to the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
I think,
by the way, one full non-instrumental Waiting for the Punchline song, that is disappointing as hell for me.
Right.
No Mother. Mother should be there.
You know what? But I'm sure that Nuno funded this little thing to go out and about for a couple months for his little side project. But I really think that it should have been a co-headline.
Oh,
this,
yeah.
But this is a... I mean, listen, they played 20 songs. They played for a goddamn near 2 hours or at least 90 minutes to 2 hours here. So that's a solid set.
Yeah. And like, Striegel saw him there in Jersey a couple of weeks ago. And he was like, dude, I don't know how Extreme's going to follow Living Color. He's like, Extreme was really good. But he's like, Living Color owned.
I have no doubt.
Yeah.
So anyway, that is our review of a show we didn't see. But we did play. We went to a barcade. We went to dinner, and
fun.
We wasted time, as podcasters like to do, and at least enjoyed a night. And thanks for coming out here.
Oh well, hey, you're welcome. Thanks for having me. I'll throw a little bit of love towards Nuno, though.
Yeah.
Since I'm on a podcast.
Oh, sure.
And we like to listen to obscure shit.
Yeah.
Nuno's Schizophonic record, a unheralded great record.
Is it all instrumental, I assume?
No.
It's not.
It's a song-oriented album.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Oh, then I'll throw the shade in the other direction.
Okay, hit it.
Too much trading off of singing on this latest album, too. Where Gary.
Yeah.
Where it's like they're trading lines and stuff like that.
Yeah. But, you know who Gary should be trading off vocals with?
Who?
Roger Taylor and Brian May. He should be in that fucking band.
You're right. They should be.
Yeah.
That's... Oh, throw your thing out. That you think that they should close all shows with?
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, so yeah. Extreme, if you truly want to, like, get those views, I guarantee you people, they're just filming the whole fucking concert with their phone.
Right.
You do a good set, get a good main closer, like a Get the Funk Out. Your encore is just the entirety of your Queen medley from the Freddie Mercury tribute show. Everybody goes home going, man, that show was excellent. I didn't know how they were going to follow Living Color. But that Queen medley, yo, like, that would have been huge.
I still remember it from seeing it, like, it was a live feed all day.
Yeah.
And the only thing I really remember is that Axl and Elton John were goofy together.
It was a little weird.
Wasn't it? It was awkward. But I remembered seeing, it was like, I think it was maybe 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It wasn't more than 20, and they covered like six songs, right?
No, they did more. They basically almost kind of did the Live Aid set in a sense, like, because they were in Wembley, They tweaked it a little bit, but they just, they probably did about at least a dozen songs.
And
they
did a good chunk of it. It was packed. It was perfect. Yeah. And I was like, wow. And that is actually the first time that I actually liked, appreciated medleys. And then I was like, I like how Alice Cooper does them too. And sure, you know, you jam like four songs from an album into a quick thing, but,
yeah,
but they just killed it. I think that's great. And people would, that would be shared.
Like,
with all the love of Queen these days, I think Queen's in, like, it's funny that Queen's in, like, the third act of their, you know what I mean? Like, they get revived by Wayne's World. Then they get revived by the document, the, you know, the movie.
The terrible-ass movie.
Yeah, so it's, so that would, I think that's a good thing to do.
They should totally be
that's
doing
it.
That.
Yeah. So, if you're listening to this episode, Extreme, Nuno, seriously, the money's just not going to be there on this tour, dude. Just do it man for up. Love. Just do it for the love.
Yeah, man up.
You broke a Texas man's heart making this journey out here.
Thanks, guys.
Are you want to get out of here, Joey?
Yeah, all I right. guess so.
Okay.
Rock's not dead.
It's just sick of not getting that Rihanna cash. Sick of not getting that Rihanna.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any fantasy points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that fantasy points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com. Code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.